USA Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome you back to another edition, another hour, etc. Oh, it's another week. Is it the same Monday? It is where I sit, and anyway, probably where you sit as well. I'm Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Monday, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. We're always talking strategy with you, and we're giving you the best in money information, answering your money questions, talking to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint. Yeah, we do that. We do that quite well. Coming up today for a segment, maybe two. Really, it has to do with the entire concept of the program, which is bucket strategy investing. We're going to be talking about accumulation and some people call it decumulation, others call it distribution strategies. What do we mean by this? Well, you've got your accumulation phase of your life. You're building up your portfolio. You're putting money in your 401k, your IRAs, your Roths, you're selling, you're buying, you're doing this and that inside your IRAs. Whatever it is, you're trying to build up enough money so that you have it by the time you stop working, you can pay your bills. But what happens when you hit that quote-unquote retirement number? What do people do? They have a nice nest egg, many of them, and they got to make this last for they don't know how long. As long as they're alive, if they're married, as long as their joint lives last. But how do you do that? What do you do? Do you use the same strategy to that you were using to accumulate your money as you do to distribute the money? No. That's our answer, and we're going to tell you. We'll explain more of that coming up here in just a little bit. Give us a call. That's what you got to do because you've got money questions. The Brain Trust is here ready to answer those questions for you and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Can be anything at all, really. We had a whole bunch of great stuff last week when we did all these emails, and any topic that's on your mind, you give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Find your answer. That's the link. You click on that. You can also talk to Professor Plum off the air, and many people want to do that. You can do so or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors by giving them a call. There's an off-air number, oddly enough, 800-644-1150. Call the Brain Trust. Talk to them about your retirement plan, about your situation. Speak to an advisor. Make an appointment. Why do you do that? Well, we're going to give you a bunch of good reasons why coming up in just a bit. But the main thing is you need a roadmap. You need a plan. You need to get from here to there. And once you're there, what do you do? They'll tell you all about that. 800-644-1150, the number off the air at Lucia Capital Group. Once again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So I said sort of the answer, which is, Professor Plum, do you use the same strategy that you use to accumulate your wealth when it comes time to turn that money on and start taking distributions out of it?
Well, imagine driving to your destination, a long destination, not just down around the corner, driving to your destination and then deciding, I now have a new destination, but instead of turning around and setting a new course, you just put it in reverse, put your arm up over the back of the seat and look around and back up all the way there. Just reversing the exact action you were taking to begin with. It could work. It could work. Is it the most efficient way to do it? Does it actually get you there in a safe, reliable fashion? Or is it, how many times have you backed up and thought, oh, that got a little squirrely and got a little carried away with that? It's difficult. Doing the same thing with your investment portfolio is difficult as well. You don't just get to someplace and where you've been putting money, the direction of your money has been going one way, always into your investment portfolio, and then just turn around and not really change much. Okay, so I'm backing up a little slower. I'm being a little more conservative when I back up. I change my portfolio to be a little more conservative, but I just then turn the direction of money around, and instead of me sending the money into the portfolio sends me money out of it.
Well,
it could work.
You know what it ignores?
But it screws things up.
Of course it does, because it ignores changing road conditions. You've got different weather patterns on the way back if you want to continue this metaphor.
But even if I'm going the exact same way, it's harder to back up than it is to drive straight.
Well, let me tell you, along the lines of that, and I said that there are different conditions. You know, somebody who's driving back the way they came
right
may not run into the same issues. It might be a different time of year. So let's take a look at this. This came from BTN Research, and if you're watching on television, you heard me say this a few moments ago. An individual with $1 million, Professor Plum, invested 100% in the S&P 500.
Okay, maybe
never
it was $100,000. Okay.
It's a lot of money.
It's relative.
This is just for illustration. I know $1 million is a lot of money, especially in 1973. Okay, you had $1 million invested in the S&P 500 January 1st, 1973. If you withdrew an inflation-adjusted $100,000 a year.
10%. So if I started with $100,000, I'm taking 10% out, $10,000. It doesn't matter the size, just the concept.
After 9 years, you're out of money. That $1 million down to nothing. You are done. By January 1st, 1982, you are out of money.
Some of those years were actually very good years. The latter part of the distribution in that...
Wasn't too bad.
They were pretty good years. The problem was the first year, especially the first year and the second year, were ugly, ugly years in the market.
Okay, so now, this is one person. They spent all their million because they took $100,000 a year, inflation adjusted out every single year.
They just spent their last $100. They have no money left.
So January,
and they took $1 of that last $100, and they bought a lottery ticket, and they won another $1 million.
So now they got $1 million again, January 1st, 1982. They decide, because they got nothing else to do, they decide to do the same thing. Let's just withdraw $100,000.
Yeah, they didn't learn their lesson.
Apparently not. But it may have been a good thing, because if you had took an inflation-adjusted $100,000 a year out of a million-dollar portfolio starting January 1st, 1982, just 9 years later, you had, after 35 years, you have $4.5 million remaining.
So the moral of this story is...
The first person was out of money in 9 years. Second person still had $4.5 million by the end of 35 years.
Using the exact same index, which you actually can't invest in, but they're just using it for illustration purposes, using the exact same distribution pattern as far as how much they were taking out. And they were taking out 10% of the initial portfolio plus inflation. And I'll bet that the inflation in 82 was higher than it was in 73.
May have been. We were coming out of...
82 was pretty darn high.
I don't know what the inflation
we weren't there
rate.
Yet.
Although you had the energy
73
crisis.
Was the first year.
Yeah, 73, 74, 75. That really created the inflation, and we saw the effects of it as they tried to deal with it.
So it's not the distribution problem, it's the inflation problem.
Well,
it doesn't matter what the problem was.
No, it doesn't. You had this problem.
So heading into retirement, do you want to be more like the person who retired at this example in 73 or more like the person that's retired in 82? And do you have the control to be one or the other? My contention is you don't have that control. You have no way of knowing what you're retiring into. But people do this all the time. They just say, well, yeah, unfortunately, I think what one of the problems is a lot of people can accidentally build a portfolio for retirement. And what I mean by that is, they basically just put the money in. They start with the matching contribution on the 401k, and maybe they bump it up a little bit here or there. But they do that from the time they start. They've been told from the time they start working when the first 401k, keep putting money in, and just they forget about it. And they don't really pay attention to it, which is actually a good thing when you're investing and accumulating long term. The only thing you could do better is increase your contributions. But they get out close to retirement. They look and they say, hey, I got some money here. A couple hundred, 500, whatever the number is, they got money in their 401ks. And they did it because they didn't pay attention to it. They did it because They one time signed up for a 401k.
Long time ago.
Maybe they increased it a couple of times through their planning years. Oh, they're saving. Wait a minute. Their accidental planning years. Because they really didn't plan. They just kind of did it. And why'd they do it? They did it to save for retirement? No, they did it to save taxes. They were told they could save taxes by doing this.
Which they did, by the way.
And they did. And now they get to retirement and they actually have some money. And so they've never really thought, in many respects, about how they got to this point to begin with. So why should they think about how to get out of that point? And they just reverse the flow. Hey, it worked for me going in. It'll work for me coming
right.
out.
So I got, you know, it's called, I got a nice nest. I got $500,000. I've been doing really well. I've been adding every month. Well, instead of adding every month, I'm not going to be taking out every
right.
month or every quarter or whatever it is. So I look and I say, okay, $500,000. Let's see, I got, what, 60% of it in stocks, 40% in bonds, because that's what I was told to do. So let's just sell off a chunk of that.
We'll however it happens, send me $25,000 a year.
Yes. So the person says, oh, the broker or whatever says, great. So they do whatever they got to do. They sell some bonds, sell some stocks.
Well, they have all the interest on all the bonds going into the cash account.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the dividends from all the stocks going into the cash account. And if that cash account isn't sufficient to be able to pay out the $2,100 a month or whatever it is that came up with $25,000 a year, then we'll just sell off a little of the portfolio and then rebalance it, because you got to stay in balance. Got to stay in balance.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh,
well, as we saw. All right. Now, we got some folks on hold. We're going to take your phone calls. We'll put Dan and Tempe up first. Just give us a couple seconds here. We want to make sure we get your question in. So don't go away, Dan. We have a couple others on hold. And if you want to join them, we have two lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Whatever's on your mind, taxes are on people's minds. We'll talk about those. Whatever, doesn't matter. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here to answer your questions. Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Bucket strategy investing. We are talking buckets. We're talking strategy and I guess some investing, right? It's kind of what we do on this program. We're certainly doing it today. 877-PLANNER, our number. We're going to take some calls right now from people who are on hold. Have been waiting for just a little bit, so we will take care of everybody if you're on hold. Tell you more about this whole idea of strategy coming up in just a little bit. We presented the problem a little while ago, before the break, and sort of got a little sarcastic or snarky or whatever you want to say, that, of course, things never go wrong when you're investing, do they? Markets never take a downturn, do they? Well, sure they do. They never happen right when you retire, do they? Sure they do. What do you do? Okay, we'll talk about that. 877-PLANNER. Get back to the phones. Let's get to, let's see. What did I say? Oh, that's right. Dan is next in Tempe, Arizona. Hi, Dan.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm really calling for my mom. I'm getting ready to prep her 2016 taxes, and I'm getting kind of conflicting information on two areas. The first is she moved from California in May of 16 up to Oregon to live with my sister. So first one question is a residency question. But then also in 2016, in October, we actually sold the house she lived in for 50 years. And I'm wondering which state should the proceeds from the sale of the house go to, California or Oregon?
Well, you're not going to like the answer because it's going to be both. But there is a sharing. So whatever you pay to California, she's now an Oregon resident. And so she was a... she's a non-resident. She's going to file a non-resident return for 2016 for California, I believe. There is something known as a part-time resident, but that's usually for people that go back and forth, not for somebody who left mid-year.
This is a permanent move up to Oregon?
Yeah, it's a permanent move. So okay. She was a resident for California, and so this is where I'm not totally sure on the accounting of it either. But the state of California is going to want the sale of the property that is in California to be listed on the California return. Either way, I know that one's going to work. I mean, even if she lived in Oregon for the entire year and she sold her California property 10 years after moving to Oregon, California is going to want a California return on the sale of that California property. And then whatever income tax that she pays to California is a credit against the Oregon tax. Oregon's going to be pretty pricey as far as tax for the average person, too. You know, people complain about California. Oregon's no better for the average person.
Okay, so would it be like a partial return for both states?
It'll be a resident return because she's now a resident. She was more than half the year there. It's a resident. I believe it's a resident. You need to talk to somebody who does taxes for both states, but I believe it's a resident return for Oregon and a non-resident return for California, but the property sale is going to show up on California first. It'll show up on both, but whatever taxes she pays to one is a credit to the other. So she doesn't actually pay taxes in both states, but she'll show it as a taxable event in both states with a credit for the taxes paid in the other state.
Okay, so Oregon is a resident return. California,
I believe,
is a non-resident. But the 1099-S for the sale of the house, has to be attached to the California return.
It will be. California wants its pound of salt or flesh or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, even if you've never lived in California, you've never even set foot in California, but you have somebody work for you and they buy a property in your name, you buy a property in California, maybe you buy it sight unseen. So you've never even seen California, but you owned property in California. And then later you sell that property in California. California wants a tax return on that California property.
Okay. And then those numbers flow through to the Oregon return, so we're not like double taxed or anything.
You won't be double taxed, but it'll show up on both returns.
Show on both. Okay.
Just get with a good tax preparer that understands both, both states' returns. I mean, there's enough people that have moved to Oregon from California.
You
can find an accountant that can do this.
Okay, that will help me out and get me in the right direction.
Have an accountant help you with this.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that just because there's like some other issues, but those are the two big issues at the moment.
Okay.
Does that help you out?
Yep, that gets me going in the right place. Thanks a lot.
Dan, thank you for the call. Yeah, it's important to do that. We've had many people surprised.
The California, or if you have a property in a residence or a property in a state that has an income tax, the fact that you're not a resident of that state, you normally don't file a state income tax. Well, if you've been renting it out, maybe it's just raw land so that we don't show.
You can't rent out raw land.
I've never been to the state. Let's say it's California. My great-grandparents lived there, and I inherited a piece of raw land in the state that I've held on to now for the last 20 years since they passed away.
But
I've never seen the property.
Yeah.
I've just
Been within the borders of the state.
When I call up and I get a real estate agent to broker it, we sign the contracts long distance, it sells, the escrow company sends me a check, California wants a tax return on the proceeds from the sale of that property.
Yeah, well, sure, because it happened, the sale happened as if you were there.
In fact, California, as with many other states, when I'm a non-resident owner of property and it's not my primary residence, they're going to do withholding on the sale. So let's say I sell it for $1 million. They're going to withhold, I think it's 2.5% of the sale proceeds.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of people out of state, they don't file California returns. California wasn't getting any tax money. Maybe I inherited it for $950,000. So there's only $50,000 to gain in it, but they withheld $25,000. So you bet I'm filing a tax return
to
get back everything except for the tax that I owe.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now you might think if you lived in a state in your example that didn't have an income tax, you wouldn't think too much of it. But if you lived in a state with an income tax, you might think that the state that you live in is the one that you file that because you got the income from it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to pay tax in both states.
No, so let's say that I owed California, $5,000, whatever the number is, I don't know. And in Oregon, we use with Dan's mom, she owes $6,000. Purely making these numbers up, I'm just doing it for illustration. The $5,000 would be a credit against the $6,000 I paid for Oregon, so I'd actually only owe Oregon $1,000.
Yes.
But it's $6,000 overall, the higher of the two states.
And that's, I guess some sort of an agreement between the states where they could do that.
And somebody out there saying, Oregon's not going to be higher than California. Not for the rich, rich people. California is a lot higher on the high end. Once you're making significant, especially if you're making in the $1 million range or better. But for the average person, making 50 to 100, Oregon's worse, income tax-wise.
Well, California is somewhere around 9.
But we don't hit 9 as a married couple until like $80,000 or $90,000, 9.3.
Well, which is easier to do, I think, in a state like California.
In Oregon, it hits, I don't remember the exact number, but it's less than $30,000, I think.
For a married couple.
I'll look it up.
To hit what? Like a 9? Like a 9%. And
yeah.
It stays there.
That's the highest.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's why the high-end people in California get hit harder. Because once you get over 250, 500, you start getting into the 10, 11, and
up
as high
like
as 13, 3.
Yeah, it gets quite high, yeah.
So if you're the Kardashians, you got to pay quite a bit.
Well, you see a lot of athletes, they don't,
they try not to.
Sure, yeah, they don't take up residence. Of course, states like California will go after them as much as they can.
Can you imagine like a baseball player or a golfer's tax return where they play, their profession is throughout multiple states.
And countries.
And so they've got to have a return. So for every like baseball game they play in California, if they're not a California resident,
they have to
apportion part of their income to that game.
They have to file return, I guess, for Canada, too, if they play in Toronto. All right, let's move along. We got some room on the phones for you. Finally, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll talk a little bit more about this whole buckets idea and tell you what else is on our minds. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, Bucket Strategy Investing. So very quickly, you did a little research on the taxes, and you hit the Oregon 9% whatever.
Now they've
fairly
added
quickly
9.9 that I didn't know about.
Oh, okay,
but that's only for married couples with $250,000 or more of taxable income in Oregon.
Gotcha.
But they hit the, well, in California, we were talking about the comparison between California, which is,
and we're doing
known,
that because Dan's mother was moving.
Right. Known historically as a high tax rate. But most people don't even talk about Oregon when it comes to taxes. And, you know, for a lot of people, for the average person, Oregon has a pretty high tax bracket. California, a married couple with California taxable income of $103,000. That's what it takes to get to the 9.3% bracket. You hit the 8% bracket at 81,000. I mean, it's progressively all through the, you know, from 2 to 8 to
right,
9 all the way to 13.3. But you don't hit the 8s and 9s until you get over $103,000 of taxable income.
In California. About in Oregon?
For a married couple, the taxable income in Oregon, if it exceeds $16,300, you're at the 9% marginal bracket above that.
Now, we're hoping that there are some deductions
above the
line. I don't know
what deductions.
The
do they take out, you know, half of your income? Do they say, okay,
yeah,
take your income and divide it by four?
Let's hope.
Maybe I didn't realize it was quite that harsh.
All right, back to the phone lines. Philip in San Jose, California. Hi, Philip.
Hi, good morning. It's been years since I've called the radio, so thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, you're very welcome. How can we help you today?
I am asking about getting loans, fixed-term loans versus credit lines on commercial building that I can get a cash-out refinancing on. So just some general numbers would be $800,000 for a fixed-rate loan. And the real question is, I would like the money available to use for investment, but I don't have anything specific now. And I don't necessarily want to pay for the cost of money, like a fixed-term loan, or not too much of it. And having something like a credit line as much as possible whenever I need to use it sounds like a good option. And
okay.
I'm sort of struggling to determine how much of which to do because each has pros and cons. Like the fixed-term, I can fix the interest rate for 5 years and then another 5 years. And then the credit line is adjustable, but I don't have to pay for it until I need it.
Well, how quickly do you expect to deploy the money? I mean, if you were to take out a loan and or a credit line of $800,000, whatever the number is, how quickly do you think that you would take the money out and invest it?
Yeah, it could be anywhere from a month to later this year or next year. So nothing concrete yet.
Okay. And then the other side of it is, how quickly do you think interest rates are going to go up? And what is the difference between the current fixed rate and the variable rate? Is the variable rate similar in amount? Is it lower?
It'd be about a half point higher for the variable.
It's about a half point higher. So you're looking at paying this back over 5 years anyway, because even the fixed rates are going to be 5 to 7 years in duration, and it's going to be a balloon at the end. And so you're going to look at, if I were only going to take out $100,000 over the next year and then slowly work my way into it, even if interest rates were going up, I'm starting with a higher interest rate, I'm paying it on a significantly lower balance. And so how much is that costing me or saving me over that period of time? But if I'm going to be fully invested in a year, then I save basically the rate for 1 year. So if it's 4%, 5%, I save most of that 4 or 5%, maybe half that because you're going to invest over the year. But then I'm paying a higher percent, half a percent for the next 4 years. I mean, and it depends on how high the interest rates go there. So you have to model all that in. Plus, you got to figure out, am I going to be able to earn something that is greater than what it's costing me? But if all we're doing is looking at the value of the, you got to model in how quick will I take the money out of the equity line, because I'm going to save some interest in the first year. But if I'm fully invested after a year or a year and a half, now my price is going to be at least a half point higher from that point further. So what, I mean, have I been able to save enough in the first year to offset the next 3, 4, 5 years? And what if interest rates go up? My variable rate will go up. My equity line will go up. So which one works better in your situation? And can you really find good investments to do this with?
Yeah, these are great points you're bringing up. So to respond to that, I would model in that if I deployed the credit line, I might use it for the longest, probably about a year, probably 6 months to a year.
It would take you It would take me 6 months a year to take out the entire balance available to me. Is that what I'm hearing?
Potentially. Maybe half of that, if not all.
So just model it out and see what interest rates are going to look like, and model it out assuming interest rates don't change.
And then
figure out if it's worthwhile to do one or the other based on expectations. And then add in the layers of, well, what if they do raise interest rates a little bit and whatever my loan is tied to goes up by a quarter point, a half a point, you know, maybe once a year, and build in some and see where the cost differential is and which way it favors.
Okay. So I guess maybe one way to start off that modeling might be, say, to take half of that as a credit line, deploy it in 6 months, and deploy it for 1 year at a 1% higher rate than the fixed rate.
Well, I would have I'd want to model it based on what your assumption of using it is.
It would be on more property. And ultimately, if I purchase additional property with the cash, then I would get a cash out refinance and a new property, so it would pay back the credit line.
Well, if you're just going to be paying back the credit line every time, then the equity line makes a lot more sense because it's a lot more flexible.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm leaning toward. Even though doing the equity line requires additional $5,000 to $6,000 more in fees to get.
Right, but if I'm borrowing $800,000 up front at a 5% rate versus $400,000 up front at a 5.5% rate, $5,000 is nothing on the interest scale.
Yeah.
I mean, I paid an extra 5% or 4.5% on $400,000. That's like $16,000. Even over 6 months, it's $8,000 difference in interest by having too much money out and not be having a place to put it, because all you're going to be able to do is put it in cash, and we know what that's earning.
Well, that's all you'd be able to do safely. Let's put it that way.
Well, until he finds what he wants.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Does that help you out?
Yeah, no, this is great. The follow-up, the corollary question is, the talk about getting as much fixed rate loan as possible, because as interest rates rise and we're in such a low interest environment, the more you can fix it, and the more you can get, the better it is. Then at what point does that really apply?
It depends on how long you're going to hold that mortgage out. You were talking about keeping this one only out for a year or two until you got the new property, and then maybe fixing the interest rate on the new property for the next 30 years. So if I'm going to have the mortgage outstanding for a year, I'll take the variable. I'll take the one that's flexible and lower in cost. If I'm going to have it out for 30 years, 20 years, now, I don't know if you can fix one that long on an investment property, but you know, like on a personal residence, I want 30, because I think over the next 10 or 15 years, interest rates will go up. But if I only planned on keeping that loan for the next 6 or 7 years, I'd probably do a variable rate. It's about the time horizon. Will I have enough time, and will I lock it in long enough to see interest rates go up to a point where I can maybe make more money on the cash that I have rather than paying it in the mortgage?
Yeah, and what are some options to earn at least 5% on a relatively liquid, but...
You're talking about nowadays?
You're talking about today?
Or 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, with relative liquidity, you either have to accept a lot of volatility, or, I mean, there are some things that you can do over a 5, 6, 7 year period of time, maybe, but they're not liquid or they're volatile. So there is nothing safe that's paying 5%.
Yeah, I'd need to be able to access it, let's say, within 3 months, whenever.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. Your option there is cash, money market, something you can access from day to day.
Yeah, that's. You're not getting anywhere near 5 on that money.
No. Hey, Philip, I got to take a break here in a second. If you have any other questions, we can talk to you during the break, or you can hang on if you like. We got some other calls to get to, though. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is. Now, we don't know where interest rates are going to be. Three or four years from now.
Go up for 10 years.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, that's why you probably, as you said, you have to model. Well, let's see what happens if interest rates don't change over the next couple of years or whatever, and then let's see what happens if we add in some higher interest rates. I don't think you'll see lower.
Yeah. You never know.
You don't know. It's what makes planning so difficult. Anyway, all right. We got some other people on hold. We'll get to everybody. I think it's Isaiah or Tony or somebody. I don't know who's next. Well, we'll get to whoever's next. And take more of your phone calls. Still 2 lines open. Fill them all up, all right? Do that for us. We're happy to help you out. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, taking your calls. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are 3 critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Rocking the table with you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We're taking more of your phone calls and again another hour coming up. Now, for those of you who have been waiting and waiting and saying, well, gee, you presented a nice problem. I've been hanging on, listening and watching the program since early part of the hour when you talked about this great problem of having, you know, all this money that you built up, right? And what do you do with it? How do you distribute it to yourself? Because you said before that if you retire at the wrong time and the markets go down and you just start taking money pell-mell, willy-nilly out of your portfolio, you're going to run out of money. There's a very good chance. On the other hand, you might not. You might have a ton of money. What do you do? So we're going to talk about that. But we're going to take some more phone calls, Professor Plum.
Yes, we are.
All right. So hang on to that for next hour. That'll be a nice big topic to take care of next hour. That moves, let's see, to Isaiah in, okay, New London, Connecticut. Hi, Isaiah.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to know how you direct your clients in this kind of a market in terms of rebalancing. You guys have always touted rebalancing and value averaging.
Mm-hmm.
The market is not high, maybe 10% higher than it was 3 months ago. So if you wanted to get 10% out of the market to rebalance, you're supposed to put it into bonds. Yet you guys are saying that that's not really the place to be there.
No, you put it into some other place, like a safe account maybe. So maybe you move it over to something like a cash account or a fixed annuity or an index annuity or something that doesn't have the same risk as bonds. And so when we're value averaging, and whether we're doing it now or not depends on the individual client and whether they are actually up from where they were 2 years ago, not just in the last couple of months. But, you know, it's all a matter of give and take is when did they actually start investing. But yeah, if you're value averaging, in many cases you refill bucket number one, or you just put it over in bucket number one, which is a low volatility or no volatility area. So you keep it dry for if the market crashes or when you might want to spend it. So the whole idea is if you have buckets, if you have your, you know, first bucket, which is your spend down bucket, and your midterm bucket, which is a moderate portfolio, either an index annuity, a structured capital product, or a balanced portfolio, and then your long-term equities. You're talking about value averaging out of your long-term equities, your bucket number three, taking some of the excess profits off the top. Not because we're thinking that this is the day that it's the high point, but because, hey, we're a lot better off than we thought we were going to be. Let's take some of those excess profits and move it over. You move it over towards bucket number one, and that either extends your ultimate buckets, you know, out again by refilling bucket number one, the money you've been spending out of it, or it puts it over into a safe area that basically is creating an opportunity fund for if, when, whichever way you want to talk about it, bucket number three hits a snag in the road, you know, boom, goes down. You have money to be able to value average the other way. Now, how you do it is up to you, but I would not go into a portfolio that's got risk with it just because it's a different type of portfolio. But I'd look at, is there anything in my overall strategy that is down right now, either because the market was down, my spending created it and pulled it down? Is there anything I should rebuild? Or is there an area where I'm just going to set it off to the side because, you know, I was going to be happy with this at X rate of return. I got more than X. This is found money. And maybe I pull it off the table and I go buy a new car. Or I pull it off the table and I go to Atlantic City or Las Vegas, depending on what coast you're in, because it's found money. Or you keep it your powder dry for the inevitable rainy day that may happen, don't know when.
Okay, but to rebalance into a fixed annuity isn't practical, because at some point you may have to rebalance out of that area. So
right, and so it's all a matter. That's just one potential. Now, you could use a three-year fixed annuity, but then you can't get really to much of the money for 3 years. So that's why cash is probably going to be more likely what you're going to do, or a short-term, you know, short-duration bond type of issue where you don't have as much risk as a midterm, long-term bond portfolio might have. You're also not going to have the return.
I am a bucketeer, but this was a dilemma that I really didn't know. There's no real great answer for this, is there?
There's no exact answer.
You're talking about value averaging, and I'm talking about rebalancing buckets 2 and 3.
There's a difference here between rebalancing across all the buckets, and there's a difference between that and rebalancing within a bucket. So let's take our long-term growth bucket number 3. It has a specific mix of stocks, bonds, you know, stocks mostly, and you know, large cap, small cap, value, growth, you know, all these different sectors of investments, healthcare, you know, energy. I don't even know what all you have in there. That's one allocation, and how you manage that allocation, you're going to potentially rebalance that based on your management style, whether you're optimizing it for a certain risk return relationship or you're just keeping a static, you know, percentage of portfolios. You're going to rebalance that into itself as time goes on based on the movements between value and growth. Last year, value significantly outperformed growth. This year, it's been kind of the other way so far. So if you had rebalanced at the end of last year, you would have sold off some value and put it into growth because it didn't do as well. That's within the bucket.
My bonds are down, Professor. My bonds are down 10%. Do you feel confident in me taking 10% from the stock portfolio and putting it into the bond portfolio?
Well, I don't know your bond portfolio. Bonds, I'm not a huge proponent of bonds just for the sake of bonds. I mean, so why do you have those bonds? Do you have them? Are you buying individual bonds? Do you have a portfolio that is designed to do a specific rate of return? I mean, I'm not going to say put your money into bonds right now just because they're down 10%, because, hey, they could be down 10% again.
I want to go back to 30-year bond.
I don't want 20-year bonds. I mean,
sure.
I mean,
that's a problem with rebalancing then. That's a real problem. That's an issue for someone who's trying to rebalance.
Well, it's not an issue. Really, I mean, why do you have the bonds in the first place? What is the purpose?
I've had these bond funds for 12, 13 years.
Okay.
In a balanced portfolio, and all I've done every year is rebalance the portfolio like experts have told me to do. I'm at a point now where I really don't feel too confident in rebalancing from the stock market to the bond market. There's nowhere to go.
Okay, but if you're managing your portfolio as a balanced portfolio in total, then you're not bucketized. So you're either a balanced portfolio investor, where everything is based on an overall 60-40 mix or whatever your mix is, or you're a specific buckets investor where each of your buckets is invested for a specific reason, and that tells you why you should or should not be in that. I'm saying you probably shouldn't even be in the bonds you're in because you don't have a purpose for those bonds.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you want to talk more next hour, you're welcome to do so. We got a lot of stuff to get to, so I'm just up against the clock here, Isaiah. If you need Professor Plum, any of the Brain Trust advisors, off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the number, 800-644-1150. Another hour coming up. More Bucket Strategy Invest.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.